I'm here with Pamela Benteen, who's on the board and the publicity committee for the Pickin' and Singin' Gatherin'. Hi, Pamela. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So we're here, you're here to talk a little bit, I hope, about the upcoming music festival called Gotta Get Gone. That's one word, and G-O-T-T-A-G-E-T-G-O-N. It's a folk music festival coming up this coming Memorial Day weekend. That's May 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Saratoga County Fairgrounds in Ballston Spa. Pamela, tell us a little bit about this festival and how it came to be.
Well, back in 1970, a bunch of folks who belonged to the Pickin' and Singin' Gatherin' had gotten together and created the first festival. The idea was to get gone from the city and have a weekend of on Memorial Day to get out to the fresh air and hear some good music and make some good music. Most of the members are either amateur musicians or some professional musicians, and so they do this to hear the music and to also help make it sometimes.
I just love any opportunity we have to participate in the making of music, which I guess is what folk music is all about. Now, you recently won an award, the 2019 Eddie Award, for the Best Live Festival Small Format. What can folks look forward to this year as far as artists and other activities that they can expect to see at this festival?
Well, I'll give you a quick rundown of the schedule. On Friday evening, we start with a potluck supper that everybody can bring a dish to and eat together, and then we'll have a quick short concert with Catherine Rondeau and the Hudson Valley Tinkers, who will be doing our new folks concert on Friday evening. Then Saturday morning, we'll have a sampler concert so that people can get a little sample of all of the four performers that'll be with us for the rest of the weekend. After that, it'll be a couple of workshops, a concert, more workshops, a concert most of the day. In the evening, there is a family dance, which the Piedmont Melody Makers will be playing the music for with Paul Rosenberg as caller. And then on Sunday morning, there is a gospel sing, not so much in the religious sense as in the inspirational sense for those that just want to have some music in that style. And then get alternating concerts and workshops throughout the day. On Sunday evening, there's a big a cappella sing in one of the pavilions where we have dozens and dozens of people singing sea shanties and tavern songs and all kinds of good rousing chorus songs of all styles. And throughout the weekend, in unofficial ways, oh, I forgot to mention the swing band. We've got a swing band that sets up for jamming part of the time also. But throughout the grounds, people will get together and sing a few songs, maybe pick some tunes, and just make some music on their own, at their own schedule. Because there are only four sets of performers, there's plenty of time. You don't have to race around with the schedule in your hand trying to decide where you want to be. And you have time to hang with your friends and just enjoy being out on a nice weekend. It's a family-friendly situation because we've got kids of all ages that come, and so we call them our free-range kids. They get together and go play for a while and settle down and listen to some music. Most of the teens make a little music of their own. On Sunday afternoon, after the main concerts wrap up, we have an open stage when anybody can get up, sign up, and present a song or recitation or some other performance. So there's a lot of participation, but if you don't want to participate, you don't have to. You can just relax and enjoy everybody else's music. So would you like me to talk a little bit about our performers?
I'm going to ask you another question.
Yep.
So I'm really interested in this idea of participation, because a lot of the popular music festivals these days are really passive for the audience. I mean, it feels like you've got the big rock and roll sound, but really, it's really folks sitting in the audience having performers perform to them, and they don't really have that many opportunities to participate in the making of music. But it seems like this festival is structured to really encourage that. where you said there's going to be times when there are performers, but there's also times when people are encouraged to break out, and then there's also going to be specific time set aside for group sings, things like that. For folks who are maybe interested in making music but might be a little bit nervous about getting in front of people and performing, what could you say to kind of encourage them or to assuage their fears about performing with others in a situation like this?
Well, one of the things is that not only is this a fairly intimate setting, so that you are close to the performers, and in the workshops, people are, not all of them, but in many of them, people are encouraged to participate. Some of them are sort of mini concerts talking about a style of music or a particular instrument, but most of the ones that feature particular instruments will also give pointers on how to play that, and so people can bring their instruments and get, you know, play along and get pointers right from the performers. I would just say that because it is such a welcoming atmosphere, that you don't have to be shy. Everybody starts somewhere, and it's a pretty non-judgmental setting. People encourage folks to increase their skills, to share their music, and so it's very welcoming in all levels.
Yeah, I would say myself that some of the favorite songs that I've ever learned to play, I've learned at music festivals just by hearing them by ear and being able to walk over and say, hey, what's that tune? That sounds pretty cool. So it's a great way to bring people together. But going back to the main performers of the weekend, can you tell us about who the featured performers are this year?
Yep, I'd be happy to. We've got the Piedmont Melody Makers, who we're very excited to have. They're doing a little sort of mini tour in the area, so they will be at the Eighth Step on Thursday. They'll be doing a film about Alice Gerard, who is quite an icon in the traditional music scene, at Cafe Lena on Friday afternoon, and then they'll be with us for the rest of the weekend. We also have Pint and Dale, who are William Pint and Felicia Dale, who have been at the festival before and will be quite popular with our attendees, doing harmonies, guitar, mandolin, penny whistle. We've also got Patty Casey from Vermont, who's been on Prairie Home Companion, and will be doing some songs. And also from Vermont is Colin McCaffrey, who is bluegrass and jazz. And so we're going to be enjoying all of that. And as I said, we've got Catherine Rondeau from New Jersey and the local Hudson Valley Tinkers on Friday evening. And then the music that we make all weekend long.
That's quite a stacked setup. So unfortunately, at this point, probably some folks who would love to come to this festival may have already have plans for Memorial Day weekend. But fortunately, Pickin' and Singin' as a gathering gets together pretty regularly. Can you tell us about how folks who are interested in making music with others in the area can find you and when you guys meet and what you guys like to do?
Certainly. The Pickin' and Singin' Gathering can be found at pickingandsinging.org. And we have a monthly meeting most of the year. We'll probably go on to a little summer hiatus shortly, but that's on one Sunday a month. We have two pub sings a month, one on the first Wednesday at Dee Dee's in Latham, and another one on a Saturday to be determined each month at the Angry Penguin in Waterford. You can find out more about them by going to Albany Pub Sings on Facebook, and that will keep you up to date on the current schedule for those. The Pickin' and Singin' Gathering website will also steer you to some of the other subgroups, like the Swing Band. We do some a cappella singing. There are all sorts of things that go on as people find time to get together and do them. So, but our monthly meeting is probably the best way to get introduced.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me, us, and I hope that you'll see many of our listeners at your festival coming up this weekend.
Well, that would be great because we really enjoy having new faces come to share the fun with us.
And how. Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you.